You're listening to a replay of Zach and Evan on Z Radio Live.
The Webster Music Station, Z Radio Live. This is Zach and Evan. And joining us over the lovely internet is Uta. She is a singer. Uta, how are you doing?
I'm very fine. How are you, Zach and...
We're doing great. Let me get drive into your big discography here. Like, you have so many songs you've released back in the day. When did you start singing in the first place? Where did this passion come from?
Oh, actually, I believe I was born to sing. No, but I started early. My parents listened to all kinds of music and danced, and bought all kinds of different albums. So I started to sing along with all the great singers they had. And also my father was a big fan of old Broadway shows, and he was singing to me. So I started very early in my childhood. Then came the children choir, of course, but I used to like to sing out in the garden, on a wicket, wherever. And I never stopped really. And at the age of 20, I decided to do this professionally.
What kind of drew you to doing it professionally? I know a lot of people go the school route. They, you know, they live the normal childhood, you know, school, and then university, and then work world. What made you want to do this professionally? What kind of drove you to that?
Was something inside of me is always wants to sing more than to speak, actually. Mm-hmm. I think, I don't actually know where it comes from, but it comes definitely from my heart and soul, that everything which makes me happy makes me feel like to sing. When I look at the puppy, or I look at people who love each other, I like to sing.
Yeah,
if it's convenient.
Especially, and a lot of times, music around the world is a better communicator and a better way of people speaking to each other than actual speaking. And that, I think, is the type of approach you have to this as well.
Yeah, true. Mm-hmm. I think that with music, there's less aggression, actually. And if more people educate their children to keep playing instruments or to sing, it would be a better childhood and a better situation when you grow up.
Yes. You mentioned your background of, you know, your father playing you Broadway style show tunes to sing on, and you mentioned singing along with albums. What's your favorite type of song that you like to sing?
I usually love soul music, jazz, pop ballads. So yeah, my voice actually is good for slow songs, better than for up-tempo notes. For me, important is the message. Mm-hmm. The message of a song is more important, almost for me, than the music.
Nice. And you know, I mean, out of all the different songs, though, I mean, you know, there's so many out there that you've produced, and I mean, one of them coming out there I'm thinking about is Happiness Together. You know, do you want to tell us a little bit about that song? You know, what inspired you to make that?
Well, first of all, it is in a movie called Teenage Girl Valerie's Holiday by Mutt Productions. The movie is not in the theaters right now, but will come. And I had the privilege of playing a teacher, Mrs. Brown, who is a teacher in Spanish and also is a singer as a hobby. And she sings the song Happiness Together because Valerie, the main character in the movie, is falling in love with a high school student, couldn't get him his attention. But anyway, it's also a song about love, not only between two people who want to say, yes, I want to marry you, but especially the situation when you feel so deeply for another person that you don't care about tomorrow, you don't care about yesterday. The only important thing is right now to say, I do love you. And come what may, we're going to make it together.
I'm curious on your talents, by the way, because you are not only a singer, but you also play instruments too. You can play guitar and saxophone. I mean, was that all influenced from your parents' side, or were you self-teaching yourself that, you know, growing up?
Oh, I teach myself a lot. I had also American vocal coaches, but I teach myself by listening to other artists, but stay true to myself. I mean, not copy anybody, but find my own style, my own voice, the Uta sound, of course. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I learn a lot by listening. You learn a lot by listening and watching live. It's the biggest lesson.
And how is, you know, you've been doing this for a while and you found your own voice. How has your voice and your style kind of morphed or changed over the years?
Well, I think when I grow up, it's like a good red wine. The more you grow up, the more the wine gets better. You age, and actually, as a woman, if I say so, my voice becomes darker and lower, which I like because I think a lot of female singers have a higher voice. So hopefully I'm in a kind of position, not too many competition, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. I think you're in a pretty good space right now. What inspires you right now? There are a lot of things going on. I know it's a strange time to be living in this world, but what has been keeping you going and what has been inspiring you over the last little bit?
Well, I lost my parents this year.
I
was living with my parents and they died, but not of the virus, of something else. Mm-hmm. So right now I'm alone with my two dogs. I inherited them by my parents and they inspire me a lot. And I really try to stay positive and look about in the nature. Don't look too much news because they're really depressing me.
Yeah. We feel that 100% of all the depressing news.
And
going
listen
on
to a lot of music. Keep listening to music and try to think positive in the morning and think over the day, and at the night you always find something good happening during the day if you reflect the day. And believe me, I know what I'm talking about.
Yes, I mean, let me tell you. I mean, right now, I mean, election day was yesterday, so we're just kind of like, you know, trying to keep the positive vibes over here too in the United States. On top of it.
I know. Yeah. I'm watching right now. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Everyone has their eyes on what's going on over here. You have a documentary coming out on Amazon. I'm not sure if it's out already or it's going to be out very soon. Talk to us about that and what the process is there and what's the documentary going to cover.
Oh, it's covering very nicely. Last year, 2019, we were filming here because I'm located in the north part of Germany, which is called Kiel. And usually we have every year a big sailing event, the biggest sailing event in the world, which is called the Kieler Week. And not only sailing, but a lot of big stages. Yeah. And I was allowed to sing on three stages, and we were filming that and filming me with the dogs and of course with my parents. And we were doing part of in San Antonio, we do the filming when I was on the red carpet for the San Antonio Film Festival for Valerie's Holiday and also for the movie Margarita Man, which I had the privilege of doing some songs for the soundtrack too. Nice. And this is all in the documentary, and it's called Music Makes Me Fly.
Nice.
And that's a very appropriate title for what we've been talking about and how you say music is everything to you. And it's kind of your muse in a way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Music is a healer. That's what I believe. Music is a healer and sometimes the only medicine the heart and soul need.
Nice. That's a great way to look at it.
I was going to go back to the documentary part of it when you were playing three stages. What was that experience like playing in front of a large group of people, not once, not twice, but three times on three different stages?
Oh, it was phenomenal, actually, because, you know, they never wanted me. But when they heard there was this documentary for USA, they couldn't reject. So this was really like a big win because I waited for so many years. I mean, not many, many years, but like 5-6 years, and they always said no. And actually I was born in Germany, so I didn't understand. But then there came the Amazon. Mentioning Amazon, it was like the opener. So I was on stage, but I never knew how the audience will react, but they liked me from the first song, and this was really a blessing.
Well, that's great. That's fantastic.
And now you're coming out with a Christmas album. Tell us a little about the Christmas album. You know, what can we expect on it?
It's a single. It's called Santa Knocking at My Door, and it's really, really an earworm. I think it's really so much repeating that Santa is knocking at my door. You can get it out of your ear even if you like to. And it's a special time of year, and I hope this year it will also be a special time for all of us, no matter what. Where you celebrate Christmas is my favorite time of year because it's not the meaning of getting presents, but giving things to people who don't have anything, or doing for a good cause, and just to prepare and seeing the joy in people, the eye of people, and also the spirit of Christmas and the Christmas light gives me hope and positive feelings. And I try to put this in my song for everybody to hear.
Yep, and the song again, the single is called Santa Knocking at My Door. Uta, before we let you go, where can people find you on social media? I know you have a website, and promote the documentary a little bit.
Oh, that's easy. You just have to look for uta.world, or just on Instagram. You can find me on uta.world or on Uta Music Makes Me Fly documentary. Instagram is good. It's over 1 billion followers. Of course, I'm on Spotify. On Amazon Music, you name it. I'm actually, you can't not find me. You have to find me.
People are avoiding you at this point.
Exactly. Uta, I spelled UTE.world. You can check out her music there. But you can also check out her music right now. We're going to play your song, actually, I think. It's going to be great. Santa's Knocking at My Door by Uta on the website music station Z Radio Live. Uta, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much. And keep safe and keep positive, and the best is yet to come.
Thank you so much. Uta, here on Z Radio Live. We'll be right back.
Miss the show? Catch Zach and Evan every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern on Z Radio Live.